The Jaguars back on the field at the Grove in Chandler's Cross, getting ready for Sunday's game at Wembley against the Dallas Cowboys. This is Inside the Jaguars, presented by VisitFlorida.com. J.P. Shattuck with you. Jaguars back to work Thursday at the Grove. Injury updates today. Cecil Shorts III did not practice, resting his hamstring Thursday. Marquise Lee, though, back at work today. That's good news. Now, on the offensive line, it doesn't sound too good for rookie Brandon Linder at right guard. A final decision on his status is expected on Friday. The Jags met with the UK media again today, including general manager Dave Caldwell for the first time this year. 30 of the 53 active players are in their first or second year in the NFL. Growth takes patience, but this is what Caldwell and the Jags signed up for.
Well, you have to live with a little bit of a roller coaster, and you know, there's going to be some highs, there's going to be some lows, and that's just because of inconsistencies. But as long as we're continuing to see bright spots and you see players like Talvin Smith and you know, Luke Bawanko at center, Brandon Linder playing really good football, Denard Robinson in the second year. You see those guys and Allen Robinson and Allen Hurns and making plays and doing some things. Hopefully next year, it's going to become commonplace.
You can see the full press conference from Dave Caldwell and Gus Bradley today right here on Jaguars.com. Let's go behind enemy lines a little bit differently today. A UK media feel on Inside the Jaguars. And all the media, of course, were with the Jaguars today after visiting the Cowboys earlier. They worked out at a nearby rugby training ground. Jerry Jones spoke, and then everybody in the media came over to the Grove. Neil Reynolds is the top NFL commentator on Sky Sports in the UK, and it's evident that the Jaguars' hard work in the market is paying off.
I really do feel they respect the fact that this team is giving up a home game for 4 years. So I feel that the British fans have got behind them. I don't know the exact numbers, but the Jags have gone from, you know, 30 or 31 in terms of merchandise sales and popularity up into the top 10 in the UK. So they're certainly heading in the right direction. I think having a energetic, passionate, enthusiastic coach at the helm certainly helps as well.
The Jaguars wrap up the week at the Grove Friday afternoon and then head into town to the hotel right by Wembley Stadium. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by VisitFlorida.com.